You're going to worship every single adult ass that comes up on the screen. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if it's clothed or unclothed. The bigger the ass, the bigger the dopamine rush. The smaller the ass, the harder you're going to stroke. And to simulate this worship, you can grab a fleshlight and begin to lick it. Or you could just lick the air. Or you can make an okay sign with your hand and start licking that too. Anything to simulate ass worship. Because you're not going to imagine yourself fucking these asses or fingering them or using a dildo on them. Or pegging them. Big, you're going to worship these asses by imagining that you're going to eat every single one that's placed in front of you. That's right. You're going to be a little rimming slut. Giant. Little masturbator that can't stop eating ass. Whether it's hairy or smooth, you're going to imagine yourself splitting those cheeks open with your bare hands and putting your face in. Then you're going to dig in. Start licking that ass. Don't start rimming that hole while the owner of that ass just gets to enjoy themselves. And you're just going to imagine that you're using your tongue to write out how much you appreciate the ass, how much you really worship the ass by writing letter after letter with your tongue. You're just going to stick out your tongue and let it drool, fling wildly. Trying to give this bottom the best rim job that they've ever gotten. You're going to put up some porn, maybe a nice ass compilation. Just imagine yourself licking the ass, writing letter after letter, saliva dripping all over your chest, while the bottom's just enjoying themselves and enjoying the pleasure of being worshipped. You'll imagine yourself biting onto their cheeks, licking and kissing their gluteus maximus. You're just going to really fucking appreciate it. You won't even have time to think of anything else except licking and kissing and sucking on that ass. As you rim, your mind will be empty, only focusing on the next letter that you're going to draw with your tongue. At first, you may find yourself getting distracted, thinking about fucking the ass or fingering it or sticking your dick in. But you're not going to do that, no. Instead, you're just going to focus on licking the ass because there's so many asses and so little time. Every time you catch yourself thinking of fucking the ass, you'll find those thoughts being replaced with the thought of all the asses that you're currently missing out on. So you'll open up a new tab, move on to the next ass, and leave your cock fully masturbated and dissatisfied. Because you know deep down that ass worship means it's not about you right now. It's about all those asses that need appreciation, that need your gentle tongue. And the way you communicate all of your appreciation, all of your worship, is by placing your tongue on their ass, on their asshole, and licking and rimming. Your edged, swollen, throbbing cock can wait. Right now is the time to worship asses. Right now is the time to obsess. As you enjoy porn, you'll just imagine hundreds, thousands of ravenous bottoms begging to be worshipped. Millions of tight asses all fighting for your aching jaw. For your sweet tongue to give them the pleasure they know they deserve. So you know deep down you don't have time to come until you've worshipped every last one. And so you'll imagine them, every single ass you look at, every porn ass you search up. You imagine them all lined up, waiting their turn, waiting to be worshipped. If you looked around the horizon of your ass-worshipping mind, as far as the eye could see, it would just be asses, all waiting to be serviced. And so you'd get to work, just eating one ass, then moving on to the other, then moving back, then moving on to a new one, then moving back to the first one, Worshipping every ass until the bottom comes. And when the bottom in your mind comes, they just get up and leave, feeling fully worshipped. You, however, you'll have to keep going. Even if you ejaculate, you know deep down that there's too much time wasted on not worshipping asses. So you might stroke and stroke and accidentally ejaculate. But that's okay. Because you don't need your dick to worship an ass. You just need your mouth, your sore jaw, and to get to work. As your lust for ass dies down, your lust for worship will continue. Worship ass until you're tired, until you're exhausted, until you're full of fantasies that you would never have considered before. Like, imagine the bottoms unionizing against you, making it easier for their asses to be worshipped. Imagine them stacking their asses on top of each other so you can lick three at once, just up and down, up and down. Imagine all the bottoms getting on a giant conveyor belt. That way you can stay in one place, worshipping the ass, and then it'll automatically move on to the next one. Then you'll worship that one, and the conveyor belt will continue to move until every single bottom's ass has been worshipped. Your worship of these asses will leave you mentally and physically exhausted, but so satisfied, because you're going to spend the entire time memorizing every single detail of that ass. Every freckle, every hair, every wrinkle, every stretch mark, every texture, every taste. You'll take mental notes in your head of every single detail, almost as if you're going to be tested on it. Because this is what ass worshippers do. They go above and beyond and expect nothing else in return. When you worship an ass, even if it's digital, you're going to give them everything that they could possibly want. Just all of your time and attention focused on thinking about rimming that ass, on worshipping it, on telling that ass how much you love it, and then showing that ass how much you love it. And then when you're done, when you're fully exhausted, tired, and worn out, you'll pull yourself away from the ass, slowly at first. Then as you gradually get back into reality, you'll find the feelings of ass worship, the desire, the drive, will slowly creep back into your thoughts. Maybe you'll see a nice ass on a mannequin, or something that looks like an ass. Or maybe you'll see a nice big ass on an adult man, or something like that. And pretty soon you're back to that submissive state, wanting to worship asses again and again. And then maybe you'll do it until you get tired and exhausted, until you fall asleep. And you'll be so excited to go to sleep, because that means you can dream about asses. You can dream about just butts, just big fucking booties in your face. And you can dream up new ways of worshipping asses. Just new techniques and new sensations developed on your own free time, with your own free thought. Less time spent worrying about bigger problems in your life, and more time spent imagining even bigger asses in your face. Ass worship is just a way of life now. You'll go to bed, humping pillows, begging desperately to fuck them. And you'll wake up with drool all over your pillowcases and pillows. So you imagine yourself eating asses in your sleep. This obsession just gets easier and easier as time goes on. You just get better and better at worshipping asses every day, every thought, with every session.